How many can say it's time for the church to advance in the kingdom? The Lord is saying it's time for the true church to arise. It's time for the ecclesia, the called out, to become the church of the living God. Somebody say living God. Oh, come on, say it again. Say living God. Can we do that one more time? Say living God. The more you say it, I feel like the more you're getting it in your spirit. Can we say it again? Living God. Living God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Luke, chapter 24. You know, I was sharing with my wife, you know, oftentimes we as pastors, you know, we feel the need maybe, and associate pastors and youth pastors and what have you, we feel the need at times to minister according to the day. But we're going to read a scripture according to what we're celebrating today. But I feel like I'm going to bring you a word that's just going to, it's not going to be your normal traditional Easter message. Is that all right? Amen. The Spirit said it was all right to speak what He would have me to speak to the church today. Luke chapter 24. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, He came into the sepulchre bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and they found not. Everybody say found not. They entered in and they found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek you the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how He spake unto you when He was yet in Galilee. What I want to share with you this morning is looking for Jesus in the wrong place. Whew. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for the anointing that's in this room. We thank you for your presence and for your power. We thank you for the souls that have been saved this previous week. We thank you for the lives that are going to be touched and changed before they leave here today. Glory. We speak your blessing over your word. We speak the anointing of the Holy Spirit over your word. We ask now that you add your blessing to it in Jesus' name. And the church says amen. Now, looking for Jesus in the wrong place. I feel that that's what not only the world has come to, but the church has come to. Amen? Now, I just got to share a few things with you. They killed Jesus. They destroyed His flesh. They destroyed the flesh of Jesus. The scripture even tells us, and I'm going to have a hard time this morning not getting ahead of myself, but the scripture even tells us that the temple veil was rent in twain, and we have access now to go in. But it also says in Hebrews, it's in my notes somewhere, Pastor, that is to say His flesh. His flesh was torn so we could have access into the Holy of Holies. Look out now. They killed the body of Jesus. Look out. religion, the spirit of religion, killed the body of Jesus. But I'm going to tell you something. They could not touch that spirit because that spirit, oh glory, that spirit is in connection with and came from God Almighty. He was God here in the flesh. Oh glory. He gave up his flesh. I got to slow down here. He gave up his flesh. He sacrificed his flesh that we might have life in the spirit. Now we got to start looking for him in the right places. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody needs to give him praise this morning. The religious leaders, he walked right by them and they did not recognize who this man was. And they killed him. Are y'all with me? You got to understand, all throughout this ordeal, Jesus was always in control of the situation. When they came to get him in the garden, amen? When they came to take him away, he even looked at them and said, you come out here as taking a thief. He said, I was speaking to them. You never touched me. I was speaking there in those places and you never touched me. And now you're coming out here with sticks and stuff to take me. In other words, you got to understand. Oh, Lord, let us get this part right here. He said, but this is your hour of darkness. There was a time when when I feel the Spirit of the Lord just dropped all over me right then. There was a time when darkness was given its heyday, if you will. The enemy was given his heyday. Jesus, you know, they forcefully took him. He turned himself over. They came like trying to force him like a thief. They came with sticks. A band of soldiers, 600 strong, came to take him away. But he said, here I was walking in the temple. You didn't touch me. Now you're coming out. In other words, listen, I don't have to go. You know, he was always in control of the situation. He spoke the words, I am, and the soldiers fell to the ground in the garden. Are y'all hearing me this morning? I'm telling you, Jesus was always in control. I said, Jesus was always in control. They led him away. They took him to, y'all know the scriptures and the story. He's standing before Pilate. Pilate says, do you not realize I have the power to let you live or to cause you to die? Jesus said, you have no power over me except what my Father in heaven gives unto you. You, oh glory, y'all ain't getting this morning. You have no power over me. I'm about ready to just jump straight to the point, Pastor Helton. You gotta help me this morning. If I get too carried away, I'm just gonna throw it to you, okay? Get ready. Just be ready. He said, you have no power over me except what the Father gives you. And he says, are you a king? What about your kingdom? He said, my kingdom is not of this world. In other words, you're gonna kill the fleshly body. Y'all gotta get this. You're gonna kill this in this thing that I came here to dwell in, but you're not gonna take out the true kingdom. You're not gonna take out the Spirit of God that has come inside of me. Y'all gotta hear what I'm preaching to you this morning. Look at it. I got to slow down. Somebody say, slow down, Pastor. On the first day of the week, verily, one of them came to the sepulchre bringing spices which he had prepared and certain others with them. The Lord spoke to me and said, we have a church today. Now, y'all gotta just love your pastor because I'm just going to speak you the truth. The Lord says, we got a church that's bringing spices to anoint a dead Jesus. They came to the tomb to anoint a dead body. He said the church today is bringing all the, y'all got to hear what I'm saying. The church people are going through so much junk and people have so many things they're fighting against because they don't see the live Jesus. Oh, glory. I heard the Lord say in my spirit, the church has still left Jesus in the tomb. Church, it's time for the church of the living God to bring Jesus out of the tomb. Y'all got to hear me. On the day he was crucified, there was an earthquake. That the earthquake came and dead bodies. Not only did Jesus overcome death, but dead bodies got up and walked around. People came back to life. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying he's the one that gives life. He gives life to an individual. He gives life to a church. He gives life to a community. He gives life to the economy. He gives life to the drug addict. He gives life to the drug dealer. He gives life to the alcoholic. He said the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came that you might have life. I'm about to blow up. He said, I came that you might have life. What's wrong today? Why do we have, can I just preach the truth? Why do we have a dead church? Why do we have dead churches? Why do we have dead Christians? Because we're bringing stuff to anoint a dead Jesus. We don't have revelation. What really happened? You got to hear me, folks. This day changed everything. This event changed everything. A scripture says, if Christ did not resurrect from the grave, our faith is in vain. I could give you some statistics. Do you know that? You know, we live in a world today. I don't have time to give them all to you, but we live in a world today that 1%, 1% of our children now believe, 1% worldwide now believe that Jesus really existed. You know, the problem is we've not seen alive Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Y'all got to pray for me this morning, the Holy Spirit. Now, this is Easter Resurrection Sunday. I want you to feel charged today. I want you to feel charged, but I got to preach you the truth. God said, preach the truth. I've struggled with this. I've looked at everything I could look at, and I've went every angle I could go to. This is Easter Sunday. God says, you preach the truth. God says, you look at the people and say, why seek you the living among the dead? Amen. It's time for us to see that Jesus arose. He arose. He's alive and well, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and he still saves. He still heals. He still delivers. He still sets people free. That's right. Jesus can't do this. Jesus can't bring life to the economy. Jesus can't. Oh, I'm just going to go ahead and preach it. Listen, it don't matter who's on Capitol Hill. It don't matter who's in the White House. It don't matter. What matters is who's still sitting on the throne. Who's spoken into existence. Who put the wheels in motion. Who started it. Who's going to stop it. Amen. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were created by Him. Not anything was made that was not created by Him. He spoke it all into existence. I'm telling you, He created everything that we see. He has all power. That song y'all sung. He has all power and authority. And he came to. Oh, y'all ain't hearing this morning. Let me show you something. I got to slow down. We're good, aren't we? I said we're good. The Lord is speaking. Somebody say we receive it. They found that they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. I ain't even looked at my notes. And they entered in and found not the body. They were looking for the body. Amen? I told you earlier, religion destroyed the body. Religion killed the body. You know what I hear? Oh, grab this. Grab this. I was studying that and the Lord dropped into my spirit. Religion destroyed the body, and today's church is still allowing religion to destroy the body. That's fresh off the press, guys. I'm telling you, we are allowing because we are not seeing the life that's in the body. Do you hear me? If you hear me, say amen. And you don't even found not the body of the Lord Jesus. It came to pass as they were much perplexed. We get so messed up. We get so tore up because we don't see what we came looking for. Amen. And we should be, before we come through the door, we should already say, I'm coming to worship alive Jesus. You know what? I'm just going to say it. There's a lot of lovely mausoleums. I'm in too far now. It's on now. God says, now listen to me. I'm not against big buildings. In fact, we need a bigger one. Write another tithe check. We need a bigger building. But God said there's big buildings all over this world that have stained glass windows that have taken out the cross of Jesus Christ. And they've become lovely mausoleums. What are you saying, Pastor? What I'm saying is, everybody knows what a mausoleum is. That's where you put something that's dead. Amen. That's another term, another phrase, another type of tomb. Uh-oh. Lovely mausoleums. Amen. They preach one thing, but in fact, they've still got Jesus dead. They've still got him in the tomb, and it's a lovely mausoleum. You know what the Lord also said? He says, the church is my temple. Amen. You are the temple. Oh, y'all got to help me now. You are the temple of the Most High. The Lord also says that there's a lot of Christians sitting in the pew, amen, that have a lovely mausoleum, but on the inside they're full of dead men's bones. They don't see alive Jesus because they've lost faith in what he can really do. Oh, do y'all love me? I could come here this morning and preach you happy and make you feel good, but guess what? Our homes aren't going to change. Our homes aren't going to change. We can come in here and dance and do all those exciting things and jump and run and do all those exciting things. But I'm going to ask you a question. When your feet hit the floor on Monday morning, do you believe in a Jesus that is alive? A Jesus that's going to change your family. A Jesus that's going to change your community. A Jesus that's going to change the world. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something, folks. He's not dead. He's still alive. I said, God's not dead. He's still alive. He's just waiting for a church that's going to get into alignment and get into agreement with what this book says. We got to stop looking for Jesus among the dead. Ooh, oh, come on. Somebody's got to help me preach this morning. You can go to the tomb of Buddha and he's still there. You can go to the tomb of Muhammad and he's still there. But I'm going to tell you something. They didn't find Jesus in that tomb because he's alive. He's alive. He's alive. And he's alive within you. I said he's alive within you. You got to resurrect him. We have to resurrect him. How do we resurrect him, Pastor? The scripture says, for God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. According to the power that works in us. How much power do you have working? Some of us need a jump start. Here's what a jump start is. Hook the battery cables up. Get some power. Oh, there's a church today there's a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Elder Rice, I get so frustrated. I've just completely quit on commentaries. I got to be careful.
I get so frustrated with reading these commentaries and saying this was an era of time. These things don't happen anymore. God don't work this way anymore. God don't heal anymore. God don't use people in prophetic words anymore. The manifestations of the Spirit were just for that time. You might as well say he's dead. He's not dead. He's still speaking. And at the risk of sounding arrogant, you can say, how do you know, Pastor? Because he speaks to me. I said, he's still speaking to the church. If we'll open our ears and hear what thus says the Spirit of the Lord to the church. Amen. All right, let me move here. Y'all receiving this word? God help us not to have a lovely mausoleum. You can build a church that seats 5,000 people. But I'm just going to be honest with you. Give me two people full of the power of God that wants to take the kingdom of darkness. Give me two people that's, you'll do a whole lot more in a little shack than you will the biggest church in the county. Amen. Oh, Elder, you got to help me. I'm trying to move on here. There's a lot of churches that have that name over the door, but the problem is, you know, it's got one thing on the door, but when you walk in the door, it's just dead. Why seek you the living among the dead? Why do we look for Christ in dead places? We're so guilty. Even sometimes we'll look for him where he was last month, and he says, oh, I'm alive, I'm moving. You know, I grew up in a traditional Pentecostal church. Many of us did. I hate denominations. Boy, this is cutting edge. This don't get you a lot of speaking engagements. People try to nail you down. Try to say, what denomination are you? Well, we really aren't one. Finally, I just have to go ahead and tell them, well, we've got Pentecostals and we've got Baptists and we've got Church of God and we've got United Methodists and oftentimes it's the United Methodists that shows the rest of us up in their worship and dancing to the Lord. Come on now. Amen. You know what, sis? You got the fire of John Wesley. I'm speaking the fire of John Wesley, and revival is going to come through that boy right there. Amen. You know what John Wesley said? Here's what John Wesley said. John Wesley said, if we leave the people a denomination, we have failed terribly. Do you know who John Wesley was? He was the founder of the United Methodist Church. He founded the United Methodist Church. Brother named Charles. Songwriter, wrote some of the songs we sing here in church. John said, if we just leave the world a denomination, we failed terribly. He said, but if we leave them the fire of God and revival that changes the world, and then we've succeeded. So here's the thing. This is the cutting edge in that religion is dead. Amen. Ooh, I feel that one bouncing back off the wall. We got to get past that thing that says, well, if you're not this, that, or the other, you're not part of the body of Christ and you're not part of the kingdom of God. Amen. But you know, back to my original statement, I grew up in a traditional Pentecostal church, and if you had a good service and you sung a particular song, look out, songs wore out, be wore out in a month. Sing that one you sung last week. Sing that one that made us all happy last week. And you know what we end up doing? What we end up doing is we end up having a viewing. Oh, listen. I didn't get this out of no book. You end up having a viewing. And we line up to walk by and see a dead Jesus. And he says, I'm going to let you do what you want to do. But really, I'm over here and I'm alive and I'm over here watching you. Amen. I burnt the bush last month. I said, I burnt the bush last month. I'd like to burn a tree now. Amen. Are y'all hearing me this morning? I did that last month. Amen. God wants to be fresh and alive. The Bible says the word of God is quick. You know what quick means? Quick is alive. He is the word. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. I'm telling you, he is alive and we need to be looking for where he is and not trying to look for him in dead things. Well, let's do this or let's do that because it worked before. I don't want to mimic the Brownsville revival. I don't want to mimic, Toronto. I don't want to mimic Azusa Street. God said, you know what? A lot of times because people are not looking for a live Jesus, they're just looking for a movement or a revival. They don't miss where he's at because God says, I don't want to do that again. And we miss him altogether. Stop looking for awakening. Stop looking for movement. Stop looking for revival and start looking for a live Jesus. And then revival will come, awakening will come, and a movement will come. All of those great revivals were not birthed in somebody looking at what happened in the last revival. All of those revivals were birthed in them all getting on their knees and looking for a live Jesus. Saying, I want to know, will a real Jesus stand up? I'm tired of a dead Jesus. I'm tired of people going through the same things that you went through a year ago or 2 years ago or 4 years ago or 5 years ago. You know what? It's time for the church to come alive and say, hey, we know what the power in Jesus is and we're going to operate in it. All right. Daniel, where you at? Come and help me, man. Let's look at a couple verses. Look at Hebrews 10:12. Jacob, throw that up there real quick. Just following the leading of the Lord. Are y'all receiving the word this morning? You know what's awesome is when Christians that have accepted Christ can come to the point to say, man, oh man, that's me. I need to hear that. Jesus needs to come alive. Can somebody say amen? Can you say amen to the fact that Jesus needs to come alive in you? Can you say amen that too long we've been looking for him among the dead? Amen. He's not here. He's risen. Somebody say he's risen. Hebrews 10:2. You got that up? This man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever and sat down on the right hand of God. One sacrifice. Amen. He's not going to be crucified again. Just took one time. He said, it's a finished work. It's completed. Everything you need, if you need salvation, it was done right there. If you need healing, it was done right there. Amen. His body was broken and his flesh was torn. The veil was rent. Now, here's what the Lord dropped in my spirit. Don't want you to miss this. I want you to get this. And I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, what does that mean when it says that is to say his flesh? And here's what the Lord spoke into my spirit. He said, instead of only things that represent God, it's a represence of God himself. Oh, this is a word I don't want you to miss. He said, stop looking for representations of God and start looking for the true presence of God. Oh, man, that's one you're going to have to chew on a little bit. He said, stop looking for representations of God and start looking for the true presence of God. What are you saying, Pastor? What I'm saying is we get too caught up in the representations of God, things that we see that represent God, when he's saying, I want you to look for me. And then those things will come. Let me explain it a little further. If we're not careful, we'll worship manifestations. If we're not careful, we will worship.